This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. On day two of an unfolding event that has placed Paris under siege, gunmen at large, a manhunt underway for the attackers of the Charlie Hebdo magazine offices, where a dozen were killed this week, the city is humbled by moments of silence, reflection, vigils for the dead, solidarity with the living. They're chanting freedom of expression at one of the many vigils in Paris and around France, where it is an official day of mourning for, I'll remind you again, the 12 individuals killed by gunmen on Wednesday at the offices of that satirical newspaper, Charlie Hebdo. We'll also hear this hour reaction from cartoonists who use their talents to make sharp political points and, as we learned this week, take significant risks sometimes. What is the link to the Middle East in these deadly attacks? There are reports that the two men at large may have trained in Syria. In September, France's interior minister warned that nearly 500 French citizens are fighting with ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Counterterrorism officials have warned that these jihadis would return to their home countries eventually with professional military training and a renewed ideological zeal to strike Western targets. Is this indeed what has happened in this attack? Many questions. Samuel Laurent joins us. He's a French author and Middle East expert who focuses on extremism. Samuel Laurent, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello. Thank you very much, John.
Do you think there is a strong link between these individuals and training in Syria, or at least sympathies with what's going on in Syria and Iraq?
Well, there's more than a link, actually. It has been established that one of them had links with previous organization fighting in Iraq. In 2008, one of them has been arrested. One of them that is still at large has been arrested for channeling French jihadi into Iraq. So therefore, yes, definitely there is a link. And there was a connection. We knew these people for many years. And this guy has even been incarcerated, has been in prison in France for 18 months prior to his release. So they were very well known from French security service. And the question that should be asked today is, how come such signaled people and people that should be monitored by the French security services could have launched such a striking and such a sophisticated attack in the middle of Paris using war weapons?
Is it believed that the authorities are monitoring individuals on a more or less constant basis and that these folks might have slipped through the cracks?
Yeah, definitely. Well, there are two things. You know, ISIS is now popping up like mushrooms. We have new jihadis coming every day, hardly, in France. And those people are very difficult to monitor, very difficult to profile. Some of them are 14-year-old girl willing to travel to Syria. Some others are 55-year-old men that has been identified in the ISIS front. So there is a multiplicity of profile. However, the easier one to target would have been those ones which were spotted for years as being members of Qaeda cells operating from France to Iraq. So therefore, yes, it is very difficult to identify all the potential threats, but this one was among the clearest.
What do you make of the target, Charlie Hebdo? I would think that this is not a target that is likely to terrorize all of Paris, but in fact would be perceived more as a target that Muslims in France would not be likely to defend in any way.
Actually, you know, there are two aims at those terrorist acts. Obviously, is to strike French. That's the first point. But also to gain the heart of radical Muslims. And now those people were claiming, according to one witness, which was in Charlie Hebdo at the time of the killing, were claiming to be from Al-Qaeda. And therefore, we could only imagine for now that there is kind of a competition to basically gain the upper hand in global jihad between Al-Qaeda and ISIS. So therefore, yes, Charlie Hebdo has published a few years ago some drawings which were quite disrespectful, according to zealous Islamists, of the Prophet Muhammad. So therefore, this was a very symbolic target for Muslim, and this is something that is likely to be very popular among extremists, Muslims. We can see from now on that on social media networks, we had a lot of greetings from Syria, from French fighters who are basically congratulating those people for what they did.
And talk about the geography of Paris for a moment. I mean, unlike some other cities, the suburbs of Paris, some of the inner ringed suburbs of Paris, are entirely Muslim communities that don't mix terribly much with the rest of Paris. I would think that the configuration of Paris makes it really easy for people like this to disappear back into the community.
Definitely. We had a policy for decades now, which was basically to, I would say, group some communities inside suburbs. Not only in Paris, all large cities in France have this problem. And yes, as you said, there are rings basically among major cities in which in some areas police do not even enter. And in those areas, gangs are not having the upper hand, and they control drug trafficking. They control all criminal activities, but definitely the bosses of those places are the Salafi jihadi, are the radical preachers that have been formed in, especially in Britain, which is really a hotbed of radical Salafia nowadays. And those people are basically, yes, controlling some whole districts around our cities.
That's very disturbing. Samuel Laurent, before we go, what is the issue in France right now that echoes the history of France with Algeria, the colonial war, the bloody colonial war in the 1960s? Is there any sense that that experience helps or hinders the French in controlling the Salafi invasion, in a sense?
No, I think that now goes beyond the Algerian war and all our history. Definitely, yes, it counts, because we have a huge Muslim community. We have about 10% of Muslims in France, in the whole population. So, yes, it is an issue because of immigration, because of colony in Algeria, but also in Morocco, also in Tunisia and so on. So definitely, yes, that counted. But now landscape has changed dramatically. And Syria, Iraq had came into factor, and social media has also played a large part, and now jihad became global. And obviously, Salafi are trying to capitalize on the numbers. And France is nowadays the biggest country in Europe for Salafi jihadism. And this perhaps explains what just happened in France nowadays.
Remarkable. Samuel Laurent, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Samuel Laurent is a French author and Middle East expert who just returned from Syria. He spoke with us from Paris.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.